T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning and welcome to Cleveland Connection, presented by Entercom Cleveland. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons, and with me today is the Cleveland APL. We're going to talk a little bit about what the CARE program is and some of the things that the APL has to offer. Good morning.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Would you like to introduce yourself to the audience?
Sure. My name is Aisha Dunlap, and I'm the Director of Operations at the Cleveland Animal Protective League.
Now, the Cleveland APL offers a program called CARE, and I really want to get into the details of this program. So let's start with, what does CARE stand for?
Our Project CARE program is a community animal retention effort, and the goal of the program is really to help people keep their pets in their homes.
In their homes as opposed to?
As opposed to having to bring them to the shelter. Shelters have historically been very reactive. When people have a problem with their animal, we would take them in, and now we've tried to flip that a little bit and said, instead, what can we do to help you keep your pet?
Wow. So if someone is coming in and surrendering an animal, you try to find a reason to stop that.
If they're open to it, if they're asking for that, we absolutely will look at our resources and see what we can do to help.
Wow, that's amazing. I didn't even know that existed. How long has this been around?
It's been around probably for about 5 years now. It started on a really small level. We targeted some areas that through GIS mapping we found we had our highest intake of animals. So we started in those communities to see why we were getting so animals from them and what we could do to bring those numbers down. And from there, the program grew. We found there's really a need in the Cleveland area. There aren't a lot of resources for low-income pet owners. And we wanted to see if we could help bridge that gap.
So in this mapped out area, were you waiting until they came to you, or were you going out and finding them and seeing if they needed help?
We were going out. Actually, when the program started, it was really grassroots. We were going out into the community to see what people needed. You know, we had an idea of what people needed, and we learned that what we thought people needed and what people actually needed ended up being quite different. You know, our mission is, of course, to get animals spayed and neutered to help bring overpopulation down. But people in the community, they need more immediate services. They need help if they have a problem with fleas, or their pet has maybe a skin infection or an ear infection. And we found that those are things that are we're able to help with.
And some of the reasons that the pets are being surrendered might have been medical costs.
Yes, medical costs, things they can't afford, or things that have gone on too long because they didn't know what to do because those resources just weren't available. And now that more people have come to know that we're there, we're able to, through some of our wellness services, start helping before they become bigger problems.
Wow, that is amazing. And you said you started off in a small area. What areas do you cover now?
Now we cover Cleveland, but it is still a limited program. It's primarily grant funded, so we don't have an endless supply of resources. So we are looking specifically to help low-income families who are on some other type of government assistance.
So are you still going out and finding people, or are they coming to you now?
They're coming to us now. Now that the program through word of mouth has grown, the demand is really out there. And we're hoping to grow the program even more and help more people. But now it is limited to those who are coming to us.
So it's obvious you're doing the Cleveland area because you're obviously located here in Cleveland.
Yeah.
What about the people in other counties outside that need help?
I would suggest they reach out to their local humane societies. It's a relatively new concept, but it's not unheard of. There are other groups that are starting to help in these ways as well.
And you started to kind of mention a little bit about the services that you offer. Let's go into detail a little bit more on that. What are some of the services that people can get through CARE?
Well, we have wellness clinics, and through those clinics, people can see a veterinarian, which often they aren't even able to do that. So they can come to us, see a veterinarian, get their basic vaccines, get flea treatment. We sign everybody up. Everybody who wants to participate in this program does have to agree to have their pet spayed or neutered if they aren't already, but we offer that as well at an extremely low cost, and it's free for bully breeds. So we want to take away any roadblocks at all to help people get their pets spayed or neutered. And then if our veterinarian finds that there's another medical issue, depending on what it is and the extent of it, we're often able to help those as well.
Why is it important to get your animals spayed and neutered? I noticed that you keep saying that. If someone doesn't realize the importance of it.
There are a lot of reasons. Primarily, really, the health of the animal. You'll have a healthier animal if you get them spayed or neutered. And for us, as a humane society that exists because there are too many homeless animals out there, we want to really bring the overpopulation down.
Does the CARE program help with training some animals if they need help being trained, maybe?
You know, we're working to expand on those resources. We recently did hire a trainer at our shelter, so we are hoping to get her out into the community more as well. And certainly if somebody comes to us with a behavior problem that may result in them having to relinquish their pet, we are having them consult with our trainer.
I know some people are probably thinking, how are you able to do this? How are you able to go out and help with these vet bills and help some of these animals who really need it? How do you get the resources to do this?
We've been very lucky over the last few years. We've had tremendous support from both the Petco Foundation and PetSmart Charities. They have both been generous in their grant funding to help us support these efforts.
So if any of the other APLs out there would like to start a program like this, that may be a place to look?
Sure, absolutely.
If you're just tuning in, this is Cleveland Connection presented by Entercom Cleveland. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons, and with me today is Aisha Dunlap from the Cleveland APL. And we're talking about the CARE program that is offered through the Cleveland APL. So, Aisha, why do you think we need a program like CARE in our community?
Project CARE is, I think, and the Cleveland APL believes so much that it's an important program because there's a lack of resources in the Cleveland area for low-income pet owners. And what we have found through working with the families that come to us is that these are good pet owners. These are people who love their pets. These are people who often will feed their pets before they feed themselves if they have to make that choice. And I think one of the reasons that Project CARE is a program that we feel so strongly about is that it helps people when they are in a time of need. There's the wellness component that I mentioned, where we provide a lot of preventative medical care as well as care for minor ailments. But we also have a Petticade component where if somebody has run into a particular hardship, and these are good pet owners, but maybe something has happened and the animal needs a one-time surgery for something that they can otherwise afford the day-to-day care, but they can't keep up with, which could be the case for many of us. You know, some of these surgeries are expensive. What a tragedy it would be during this time of hardship to not be able to keep that pet with their person. And if we can, through some resources, help keep that bond intact, we believe in that. We think, really, if the animal had a vote, you know, we could take the animal in and we could help with whatever the ailment is that's going on and then find the animal a new home. But is that really what's best for that pet when that pet already has a family that it loves? We think not. We think that if we're going to expend those resources, if the alternative is that the pet's going to get surrendered, why do that? Why not provide those same resources and keep the pet and the family together?
That's wonderful, because now the animal, you know, obviously gets to stay with its family, gets to keep its home, mm-hmm. gets to keep its life instead of its life being completely flipped upside down over something that may be even out of the owner's control.
Exactly. Again, these are good pet owners. We have found it over and over again. These people, they love their pets and they just need a little extra help sometimes. And really, we all do, don't we?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
You mentioned the Petticade program. Let's dive into that a little bit. What is the Petticade program and how does that help?
The Petticade program is more about a one-time injury or illness, something that has popped up that's beyond the day-to-day care. Things that we have seen, a family had a young pet and a small child, and the child accidentally closed the kitten's leg in a drawer, and the kitten's leg got injured. And they loved that animal, and it was an accident, and accidents happen. And we were able to help get the kitten better and keep everybody happy and in the same home. And again, without that program, we could have taken that kitten in. But what's so great about this is the kitten got the care it needed, regardless of where that care happened, in the shelter with the family, but it stayed with the family. So he didn't come into the shelter at all, didn't take up a kennel, and then we were able to help that cat and another cat because we didn't have to take two cats in at the same time, if that mm-hmm. makes sense. So it's a program that just keeps giving, I think.
So if you're just joining us, this is Cleveland Connection presented by Entercom Cleveland. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons, and with me today is Aisha Dunlap from the Cleveland APL. We've been talking about their care program and how they help people keep their animals when hardships arise, as opposed to the alternative, surrendering them to shelters. So if someone out there is listening and they need help, and they're wondering, how do they get into the care program? Do they need to fill out an application to get in, or do they just come to the APL and say, hey, I need help?
Often it starts that way. You can reach out to our project care coordinator, and her email is projectcare@clevelandapl.org, or you can call her 216-255-5012. But all this information is on our website, which is clevelandapl.org. And because so often each of these cases are individualized, she will talk through what resources we might have depending on the situation. There's not an official application. I did mention, though, that we do require that you live in Cleveland and that you show that you're on some type of government assistance.
Okay, so let's say somebody needs help, but maybe the care program isn't necessarily for them. Are there any other programs that the Cleveland APL offers outside of the care program?
Sure. There are a number of programs that we offer, and depending on what people are looking for, we were talking about spay-neuter earlier, and that's one that's very important to us. We do also have a program for community cats. So a lot of people will mention that they have cats in their neighborhood. They aren't theirs. They don't know whose they are, who they belong to, and we can help with that. The best way to help with those animals is to get them fixed and actually take them back to where they came from. So we have a TNR program, trap, neuter, and return, and people can bring those cats into us, and for $10, we will fix them, spay or neuter them, and get them their basic vaccines, including rabies, and then they can go back into the community where they will be healthier. They won't be reproducing. And, you know, there's a misconception that what really should happen is the animals should just be removed. But when you just remove them, more cats come in. But if you alter them and take them back, over time, they will naturally, that population will go down.
Wow, that's not even something that I realized. Like you said, I thought you always just took the cat and removed it. But I guess that makes sense with it being like a territory thing.
It used to be thought that that was the solution, but it was found that, you know, people are fixing cats and taking them away and taking them away, and it wasn't fixing the problem. And instead, when we started altering them and returning them, that's when we started to see numbers go down.
Does the Cleveland APL do any events, you know, to help you raise some money for all these programs and the cares of the animals?
We have an amazing community around us, and we could not be more grateful. I mean, we couldn't do what we do without the funding and support of the community. So there are generally things happening around us where if maybe now isn't the time for you to adopt, go to our website, clevelandapl.org. There's an events tab there, and it'll list for you all the things that are going on in the community that you could participate in that supports the Cleveland APL and the animals that we have. In fact, today, Pucks and Paws is happening, and so this is the Monsters game downtown, and you can take your dog, which is really cool. A portion of the tickets from the people tickets come to the APL, and all of the sales from the dog tickets come to the APL, and it's a lot of fun.
You're telling me I can bring my dog to the queue?
Yes.
And sit there and eat popcorn.
Sit
with
in
it.
The stands and watch the hockey game with your dog and about 500 other dogs.
Oh,
it's some of the best photos I've ever seen. It's a blast.
That sounds so fun.
Yeah, yeah. And you can walk up today. As of now, I believe there are still tickets available. So you should be able to go up there with your dog and get in. And
just get
them
right
at the door. Blast.
Mm-hmm. That is so exciting. If anybody wants more information on the care program, if they want to volunteer, foster, or even adopt, how can they get more information?
Our website has a ton of information. I mentioned it before, but I'll say it again. It's clevelandapl.org. You can find out about all the animals that we have available. Their pictures are up there real time. So if the picture is there, the animal is still available in our shelter. There's information about volunteering, so maybe you can't adopt and the events aren't your thing, but you can come on down and walk a dog. And everything that people do for us, whether it's giving of time or money, it helps. It all adds up because, again, we don't get government assistance. This is everything that we do to help the animals is a result of the support that we have from the community.
The support that you show the community and the support that the community shows in return to the APL is just simply amazing. Well, this has been Cleveland Connection presented by Entercom Cleveland. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons. With me today was Aisha Dunlap from the Cleveland APL. thank you so much for joining me today. And
thank you.
Talking a little bit about the CARE program. And thank you for everything you're doing for the community and for the animals.
Well, thank you for helping us get the word out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.